In this week's parasha, we found the conversation between Rachel Imenu and Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk says, "Batakanei Rachel ba'achisa." Rachel Imenu has kina from her sister Leah. That Leah has children and she does not. And she says to Yaakov, "Hover libanim v'imayin meisanofi." Give me children. So Yaakov Avinu faults Rachel Imenu for such a lashon. I'm not Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why are you saying I should give you children? I can't give you children. And Rashi, the details, the conversation which is taking place. Revolva has a ha'ora on the pasuk of Vatakanei Rachel Bachisa that she had kina. We know that in general kina is a negative thing. We know that at the same time, Chazal teaches the kina sir from Tarva Chochma, that which is not just a galata concept; it's a halacha concept. The Mor says that you're allowed to, even though competition is discouraged, with kina sir from Tarva Chochma, and we can't prevent a new Malamed from coming into town and offering his services to the Talmidim. Because it'll end up being better for the Talmidim, kina sir from Tarva Chochma. So that situation, excuse me, is going to benefit the Talmidim. So we don't discourage competition, even though normally we'd have an issue of a case where it would be also to compete in such a form. Over here, it's mutter. So we also know the pasuk says in Mishlei Rekav Atzamas Kino, a withering of the person's bones is the meat of Kino. So, if you look at that pasuk in Mishlei Rekav Atzamas Kino, Revolba in Ali Shur Chelik Aleph points out that the word etzem, besides meaning bone, also means the atzmius of the person, the inner core, the essence of the person. Kina, in many ways, is a person looking at himself and saying, what I have is nothing compared to what this other individual has, which is much more significant, much more valuable, etc. So it's a withering of my sense of self. That is destructive. If by kina means I'm looking at somebody else and saying, I wish I was as smart as him, I wish I was as quick as him, I wish I was as good looking as I'm looking, and I'm saying I'm not. I'm just looking at myself and seeing the negative in myself, not the positive. That's very dangerous. It's destructive to the person, and it's the Chazal do not encourage that in any shape or form. Kina soifrim is I know I'm a soifer. I know I have abilities. I wish I had more abilities. I want to learn from what you have and see if I could do that as well. So that's where that's Tarva Chochma. So Rashi says that she realized Leah is a greater tzedekis than she is herself. She didn't come along and say, must be Leah is a tzedekis and I'm a Rishanto, that I'm a Marshas. And that's why she has still denied on her children. It's a siman that I've done averas and I have rishus. She didn't say that. She said it must be she's a greater tzedekah than I am. I understand that I'm doing many things right, but apparently she's doing more things right, and that's something which I want to know what I can do to bridge the gap and also be zeichet to have children. So it's not your simple kina, but instead it's a totally different concept. The person is seeing what they have, what they themselves have in a positive sense, seeing that somebody else has something similar but in a better way, and they want to learn from it and benefit from that. Then he suggests, and I once heard this from the Rishi Reb Chaim Stein Zatzal, that the line between kina sofrim and tarva chochma, which is permitted or even encouraged to some extent, and the line of rekat amas kina is kichut asara. It's a hair's breadth between the two. It's very easy to move from one to the other, usually in the negative direction. So the fact that she used kina, even if it was in a quote-unquote a positive way, ended up saying a language which Yaakovino felt that she was incorrect in saying. And therefore, it could be that the only reason why the pasuk is presenting that what Chenei Rachel Baruch Hu saw, that's not really so important. The important part of the story is that she said this, Yaakov responded, and that led to the sequence of events. Why is it important to know that there was kinah over here? The reason why she said she spoke improperly was due to the fact that she had kinah. So even when it's quote unquote mutter and it's appropriate, it's still a dangerous thing to use. And they, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld quoted in the name of his Rebbe, Ram Shag said that a person should never use the meat of kinah, even for kinah sarfan tavar chokhba, because it's a two-edged sword and it can damage a person at the same time. Have a good Shabbos.